Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here. But we can take it, you're short of brown around a wick lit. I got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from Assembly Festival at the Edinburgh Fringe, the Spontaneity Shop presents Global Pillage. I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is the comedy panel show starring you, the hive mind of the audience.
And if you worry, trouble might be coming your way. And together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I got a feeling we're gonna be okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Hodge on the keyboard.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we pillage the globe for hysterical facts about Homo sapiens and all their weird ways, interesting idioms and crazy kinks. To do this, we've invited the strangest human beings of all, comedians. On my left, playing for DC Comics, Desiree Birch and Mike McShane. And on my right, playing for Hairy Canadians, Jason John Whitehead and Abby Roberts. Yeah. So, first of all, panellists, I'm going to ask, what makes you diverse? Mike McShane, what makes you diverse?
Not a lot, really. I was obese for a long time, and not quite as obese, and so that set me aside. My mother was a Métis, so she was part Chippewa and part French Canadian.
Wow, that's proper diverse. I did a really good booking with you. I didn't know. Yes. I just thought you were a white dude.
I was
just booking you because you're American, and I was like, well, he's here. You know, he's out of his country.
It's a white shell, 100% pemmican on the inside. Is that okay?
Yeah. Listen, we don't ask you to leave if we find you lacking in diversity. This is not like the first test in a reality show. It's just out of interest, you know. Yeah,
I wouldn't have made it past the first episode if you asked me to leave for a lack of diversity. No. So,
Desiree Birch, how are you diverse?
I don't know. I'm black. Look at me. What the hell is that? It's a ridiculous question. No, okay. So
they
actually,
can't see that. This is a podcast.
These people can see it.
I don't see it anyway.
It's a physics lecture. Like, well, I don't know. How is she diverse? Like, have a look. Oh, but, okay. No. So American as well. Mother is actually part Chippewa, so we're probably related. We're both clearly. Yeah, we're family. That's what's happened
wow.
here.
Wow.
You're losing diversity now.
Yeah.
You guys are too much alike. So.
Well, so you're an African American woman, but you also have some Chippewa.
Yes, and some French and some German. Lots of people had sex with us. That's
that's it. Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Desiree Birch is from a long line of fringe acts. And the Hairy Canadians. Abby Roberts, how are you diverse?
I was born in Wales, as I am properly Welsh. I'm also a Russian speaker, and I'm the first UK comic to go and do stand-up this year in Russian.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
I beat Eddie Izzard. Sorry, Ed.
Wow. So could you do a
jongleur's type joke? Or
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because this is a real jongleur's, real jongleur's audience. Okay. А что мы говорим по-русски, что люди с бородами не очень философом.
This crowd laughed more Russian.
To be a Russian crowd, you'd have to go, ура! and then slap your thigh.
Oh, let's bring that into the show. Order. Yeah, okay. JJ Whitehead, how did you verse?
Well, I guess I'm Eastern Canadian, so there's not very many of us at all. It's probably only like 3 million.
There are only 3 million Canadian.
Well, I'd say the Maritimes, the population of the Maritimes is something like 3.8 million or something.
Wow, so there's only 3.8 million Maritime Canadians in the world.
Nobody's taking care of the lighthouse while I'm over here. Hoorah!
He's got it.
Oh, it's good. It's good work. I'm Deborah Frances White. I'm diverse because I am Australian and female and adopted and left-handed. That's right. Mm. I know. And we are the most depressed of all. I mean, try using a hotel line. Making sure that none of these facts are too much fun, please welcome in Pedant's Corner, or Nerdant's Corner, our lovable doctrinaire, Ned Sedgwick.
Hello.
Yay. And on keyboard and vocals, the highly talented Mark Hodge. Yeah. Ned Sedgwick, what makes you diverse?
Well, as I said earlier, absolutely nothing. I am middle class, white, English, male. I did straight, boring.
Kill him!
Because of Brexit, it means I'm kind of screwed if I ever want to live abroad. So is there anyone here who's kind of European, has a European passport?
I do.
Oh, fuck's sake. All right, Mark.
We could get married.
I do as well.
I bought some Harry Bow engagement ring, so Mark.
Oh, this is a lovely moment.
Oh, man.
I did say straight, though, so it would be a marriage of convenience.
Fine by me.
All marriages are marriages of convenience after 5 years. What was that?
Two.
And counting
two.
Down.
Oh, 2 years. I'm so sorry. My marriage apparently is better than yours. Or at least was. Mark Hodge, what makes you diverse?
Well, I just got engaged to a man.
Hey!
Hey!
Hoorah!
I don't think the Russians would be doing that for that. I mean, that's gonna.
No, that's very. That's
on every episode of Global Pillage, our hive mind creates a very special piece of music unique for this show, a jingle for today. Mark Hodge, over to you.
Right. So, guys, you're actually going to write the jingle. So, I'm going to need a letter from A to G.
A.
B. I had B here.
D.
Ooh, it's a bit sad. A little minor third there. Yeah, next. F sharp. That's not bad. Okay, another one. Yeah, that's okay. And another one.
A.
Cross the scores, please, Ned.
Nothing.
Ooh, hang on. Just give me a sec. Yeah, okay, here we go. What's the scores, please, Ned? There we go. We've got our jingle.
Nice. Yeah.
What a talented audience.
Touch of the sometimes today. Yesterday it was a bit more Hitchcock. The first round is on drinking. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with a correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. In Nigeria, a traditional drink of palm wine is the final step in what ceremony? Hairy Canadians.
Oh. Baptism.
Baptism. What, like of a baby?
Yeah.
What, you dunk
no,
and then
give it some palm wine. That's what I had when I was baptised.
Was that in Russia?
They got you drunk?
No, it was in the Caribbean.
You got baptised in the Caribbean?
Yeah. I'm getting a feeling that maybe I might have to carry this lie on a bit longer than I planned.
So is that your answer, baptism?
Yes.
I'm
a better one?
I'm a team player.
Okay, boys are doing me.
Okay, Harry Canadians have gone for baptism. DC Comics.
DC Comics. It says it's the last act before a young male is sent out into the desert to hunt. It's his first hunt, so it's a rite of passage.
Okay, so in Nigeria, they get a young man drunk.
Yeah, even the playing field a little bit between him and the, you know, tiger, whatever it is. Get him wasted.
Okay, even the playing field between him.
Because if he gets killed, that's his only drink he's ever going to get.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
it's not fair.
So, yeah, have a quick drink in case you die in service. Okay, hive mind. What do you think? In Nigeria, a traditional drink of palm wine is the final step in what ceremony?
Circumcision.
Oh, interesting.
After they come back from the hunt, the coming of age ceremony.
Ah, the coming of age after the hunt.
Ah. Mm.
Marriage. Okay, so buzz if you think it's circumcision. If you think it's the after the hunt, buzz now. If you think...
Just the lady who said it.
And if you think it's marriage, buzz now. You are correct, it's marriage.
Oh. Yeah!
After he's killed something, though, clearly.
Yeah, sure.
You can't marry a man who's never killed anything. I mean.
Oh, no. The first step in the traditional Nigerian wedding is, of course, the circumcision. And the second one was the hunting of the stag. Mm-hmm. So in a very real way, you were all right.
Yes.
Except the hairy Canadians.
Oh, sorry.
It was a good attempt.
In the Netherlands, what is the little headbutt?
DC Comics.
Oh, that's obviously when you've gone out on your first date with someone and you're having that drunken kiss and you go in and it's just all teeth and noses and, like, no lips at all. It's the little headbutt.
The little headbutt is a courting ritual.
Yes, yes.
An to be accidental
like,
courting
ritual. I like you, but we're too awkward to get there yet.
Great. Yeah. Okay, so a drunken kiss gone wrong.
Yes, yes. Wrong first.
Hairy Canadians.
We're going to go with, it's a shot, so and you down the shot and then you turn the shot glass upside down and put it on your head.
On your head.
Down in one arm on your head.
Yeah.
Okay, hive mind.
Dry humping.
The little headbutt is dry humping. Okay. What does that have to do with alcohol? Or is it alcohol free? That's why it's dry.
It could be after the alcohol.
I think it's when you're really smashed and you're,
oh,
you're still at the dinner table.
Nodding off to sleep because you're so drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if you think it's dry humping, buzz now. If you think it's not even the lady who said it this time. If you think it's falling asleep at the table because you're so drunk, buzz now. Okay, so Hairy Canadians were the closest. This is a sort of drinking game involving downing a shot of Dutch liquor called Geneva without using your hands. Ned Sedgwick, could you tell us any more about this and whether or not you're going to give Hairy Canadians half a point?
I will certainly give him half a point because I thought that's what it was. But I have more information, which is it goes back to the 16th century. The glasses are shaped like tulips. They down a bottle of beer afterwards just because, you know, why not? Yeah. After some gin.
So that's very Dutch, isn't it?
Very Dutch, the whole thing, yeah.
Tulips-shaped
it's
shot.
Almost kind of, you wouldn't want to say it because it sounds like you're drawing stereotypes. Like, they drink from tulips and
well,
kind of...
drink it out of a clog, then.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay, that's what you'd say. It's really making it more difficult to not use your hands, isn't it?
Maybe you should tweet the Netherlands and tell them they've been doing it wrongly. And they should do it out of a clog, yeah.
They're going to get a half a point for that.
So it is only DC Comics that are yet to score.
God, sounds like high school.
Starting to feel that way.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if DC Comics can turn it around. In Korea, what are you not meant to look at when you're drinking? Hairy Canadians.
Your spouse.
Do you have any reasoning behind that, JJ?
Just my parents.
DC Comics.
The person pouring the shot.
Ah, you should not look at the person pouring the shot.
Pouring a drink, yeah.
Why is that?
It seems greedy. So you're supposed to accept it wholeheartedly without looking at them as to say, that's it.
Okay, so no hinting at the person pouring. Yeah. That, as we say in Australia, the tide's out. All right, so hive mind. In Korea, what are you meant not to look at when you're drinking?
The other person's eyes. Yeah.
Not meant to look at people in the eye. Okay. Anybody else?
Your feet.
You're not meant to look at the other person's eyes or your feet. We got one more? The TV. As the ancient Korean tradition goes, it is unlucky to look at Netflix while drinking champagne. Okay. Hive mind. If it's to look at the other person in the eye, buzz now. If it's to look at your feet, buzz now. If it's to look at the television, buzz now. It is, in fact, your elders. Yes, well, it is. No, but that was the closest we got. You said your spouse, and I said, why do you think that? And you said my parents. And I imagined your parents didn't look at each other while drinking.
Actually, how much drinking were you doing when your parents weren't looking at each other? Because that might be a point.
Whatever answer is correct.
So what if the
another
person...
half a point for the hairy Canadians.
What if the person also,
my mom
the
is older than my dad,
person.
So...
Oh, if the person pouring the shot is an elderly person, you were right, DC Comics, but yeah. We have no evidence that they are. So DC Comics, I believe...
Still pointless.
You're doing some good jokes, though, and that's what this is all about.
It's actually, Korea is quite weird about drinking, so if you can drink as much as you want, you know, 10, 20 pints, and you're not seen as an alcoholic, so long as you're drinking with at least one other person and you've got food. If you have one pint without food, they think, this guy is completely off the rails. Just culture, it's a really weird thing.
I'm going nowhere near that country. Yeah.
If you just want to get have a big night out, you've got to constantly order.
You've got to get some crisps.
They put
chairs outside corner shops.
I'm sort of into that, though. I don't really like drinking without eating all of the time. I think I am Korean. And it's the end of the round.
What's the scores, please, Ned?
In third place, with no points, surprisingly, it's DC Comics.
Yay! I feel they're going to bring it around. I've got a big faith in DC Comics.
Clearly haven't seen Suicide Squad then. No. And then... tied on 10 points, it's a Hive Mind and the Hairy Canadians.
Enjoy it now. I really feel DC Comics are going to bring out some superhero shit in the next round.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The next round is everyone's favorite round.
Yes.
What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? In Romania, they say... You made it cabbage. You made it cabbage. Hairy Canadians.
You farted. You stunk it up. Yeah. You stunk it up.
I mean. Okay, I can see where you're going with that. DC Comics?
You made it really fucking boring. Cabbage is like the most boring vegetable anyone could possibly eat. So like you just kind of killed the mood. You made it boring.
You killed the mood. You made it boring. Okay, Hive Mind. What was that? You defecated. I heard that. I can't really talk about the lavatory in any way except very formal language.
You're not going to get diversity points for that, Deborah. No. I'm sorry. You can carry on trying. But I
don't know what to tell you.
I think you're talking to somebody who's just got like a contract in Hollywood or something. So, you made it, cabbage.
Good old cabbage. Our favourite
In spite of your name,
actor.
Cabbage, you made it.
Hive Mind, do you want that option? Because Mark can't play.
Or do you want it just edited out?
So you went to the loo, you made it, cabbage. Or do you have a third one, Hive Mind?
Tasty.
You made it tasty. Hive Mind, you've got to get behind one of those. It's you went to the loo, buzz now. You made it, cabbage, because you're in a 1955 Hollywood musical. Buzz now. Or you made it tasty, buzz now. It is, in fact, you fucked it up. You made it cabbage. Oh, my God. I think DC Comics were the closest with you made it boring. You killed the mood.
I think I'm in charge of a point, so let's
see.
And they got some.
Okay.
You almost made that cabbage, Deborah.
I almost made that cabbage. Yeah. I made it cabbage, absolutely. Okay, in Japan, they say even monkeys fall from trees. Even monkeys fall from trees. What do they mean?
Our buzzer's broken. Unfair.
I did see DC Comics buzz first.
It means it's a variation on the American idiom, the sun shines on a dog's ass once a day, which means, you know, even somebody's good at something can make a mistake.
Okay, great. Okay, Harry Canadians, what do you think?
I can go with your answer, but I got one if you want to
go
on board. I'm going to go with the tears of a clown thing. So tears of a clown approach, which is, even somebody entertaining can be depressed and sad.
Like they self-harm and jump from the trees.
Like the monkey falls from the trees.
Tree.
Okay, so even comedians can jump up from a height.
Tears of a clown. The entertainer is sad.
The entertainer is sad. Tears of a clown. Okay. Hive mind, you've heard two very good answers. What are yours?
Everyone has an off day.
You can't be right all the time. Okay, so everybody has an off day. Buzznow? You can't be right all the time, which is sort of the same. Buzznow? Okay. It is, in fact, even experts make mistakes. So I think the closest was DC Comics, who said it exactly in those words.
Well done, Desiree. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Ura, ha, ha. It's good, yes, ha!
But I actually liked the one I preferred was Tears of a Clown because it was like even monkeys fall from trees sometimes. I liked it. It was incorrect though, so you get no points for that.
Originally, Smokey Robinson's was Tears of a Falling Monkey.
Yeah. Harder to think of rhymes.
In Spain, they say you're looking for 3 feet on a cat. What do they mean?
No,
DC Comics, again, you don't need to hit it that hard. Just press it.
I'm very excited about this show.
DC Comics, you did hit your buzzer first that made that noise.
So you're looking for 3 feet on a snake. You're looking...
On a cat,
I'm sorry. then never mind. No, okay. You're barking up the wrong tree. You're looking for like the wrong guy, like the wrong thing.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, I'm equating one idiom with another one, but essentially that's fine, similar to like you're barking up the wrong tree.
You're barking
like
up the wrong tree. Okay, Harry Canadians.
Ours is you want the impossible.
You're looking for the impossible.
You're reaching for something that isn't there.
It is possible for a cat to have 3 feet.
Unless
right?
it's been run over one of its legs has been chopped off by a car.
Okay.
In which case, you probably find a three-legged cat.
Yeah.
Okay, you're looking for the impossible. Hive mind, what do you think it is? You're looking for 3 feet on a cat.
You're joking.
You're joking.
You're looking for problems.
Uh-huh. So if you think it's... You're joking, Buzznow? If you think it's... You're looking for problems, Buzznow. You are correct, audience. It's you're looking for trouble. It can also mean you're overcomplicating it. So I think in this country we would say you're looking for a zebra, where the most obvious answer is a horse. You know, in medicine,
you'd probably say zebra in this country.
Fine. And it's the end of the round.
What's the Scorsese's net?
After the second round, the Hairy Canadians are in third place now with 10 points. The DC Comics have improved with 15 points. Oh, nice. The Hive Mind is storming ahead with 25 points.
Oh! Hey.
Can we try points to buzzer?
Yeah, can we try the buzzer?
Yeah,
just
try
once?
The buzzer. Just push it down. Flat of your hand. Okay, Tom, have we got a backup buzzer?
Do you want to trade?
So if it stays depressed,
that's what's happening. Okay, Tom is going to get you an alternative.
It's end of the fringe buzzer.
It stays depressed. It's a monkey that's fallen out of the tree.
It was out all last night. Performance bars.
It probably went to the So You Think You're Funny party.
Yes.
The next round.
Nice.
Nice.
I like that.
Now it's a sound effect as well.
Yeah, it's good. It's quite a DC Comics one.
Yeah.
The next round is the team's round. A member of each team has come prepared with a question, in theory, based on their cultural family background. Audience, if one of you had a question for one of the teams, that'd be great. So, Hairy Canadians, what is your question for DC Comics?
So I'm from Eastern Canada, in the province of Newfoundland. If you visit the province of Newfoundland in Eastern Canada, what do they do? if you visit it for the first time?
A rifle and a truck ride out to a place where moose hang out.
It's not Kansas.
Why not?
I'm from Kansas.
Sorry, that's probably why it popped into my head.
No, we're very nice. We show you a blues club, you some barbecue, and then we chase.
A rifle and a moose, right?
We warm you up a little before we see them. So in Newfoundland, you go there. What is sort of the welcome?
Yeah. Your first time visiting Newfoundland is something that they make everybody do.
They make you kiss a rock.
Ooh. In French, you have to French kiss the rock.
Yeah, you're meant to have a Canadian background here, Mike. Don't you know this?
You're close. Newfoundland is called the Rock.
Yeah.
Though that's what you might be remembering. Yeah. But you do kiss something, actually. So.
One of your parents?
See, that's why they need to stop drinking. No,
that's in the American South.
So I tell the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's called getting screeched in. They screech you in. You have a shot of whiskey and you kiss a cod.
What?
Yeah.
A cod.
You know that? This screech whiskey. Yeah, you take the screech. They screech you in. It's called. So you take the shot of whiskey and they bring out a cod and you got
a live cod.
You got to kiss the.
I can't believe that you were annoyed and dismissive. When a rifle and a moose was
that would have been
full upgrade on what you've just
humane
told
and far less rapey for the cod.
Exactly. There's some cod going, hey, I'm okay.
Yes.
I'm okay.
No,
I'm
okay. It's out of water. This is
I don't think it's so bad. I think we've all had less successful nights out than that.
Okay, DC Comics, do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
Yes. So in African American culture, what is referred to as a woman's kitchen?
Everyone's too scared to answer this. I don't want to be the one that's using uninclusive language.
Any answer is probably fine and probably racist.
What did you say there? The brain. Is the woman's kitchen is the brain. Anybody else before we go? The arse?
Racist.
That was the poshest arse I've ever heard. Arse. Arse, everybody.
No.
That's where all the cooking happens.
Okay. Anybody else want to answer? The womb. Okay.
Ooh.
So hive mind. So we've had brain, buzz now. Arse, buzz now. Which, I mean, she's already told you that's racist. Don't buzz. And the womb, buzz now. Okay, they're going with womb. Okay, Sol.
These are all like far more beautiful answers than the truth. It's actually the nape of her neck. It's the hair here that she can't get pressed down and flat when she's trying to do it. So this is the woman's kitchen, right? Because it's hard to keep neat.
Hey! Yeah.
So it's the hair at the nape of the neck.
Yes.
Okay, great. Hive Mind, do you have a question for the hairy Canadians?
This is from Zimbabwe, but I'm starting to wonder if it's actually more common in other places. But what is a monkey's wedding?
A monkey's wedding?
Yeah. What does it mean?
What is a monkey's wedding?
A sham wedding?
Is it a monkey's wedding?
Tears of a clown, it's a comedian's wedding.
Oh, does it happen in a tree? Or after they've fallen out?
You're actually picturing monkeys getting married right now, aren't you?
No, I am. I am, actually, yeah.
I think the answer to your question is this widely known, and although, no, it is not.
No.
A monkey's wedding, no. What is a monkey's wedding?
Is it two things that shouldn't go together? You know, like chocolate and cheese.
Cheese shouldn't go together. The DC Comics can have it. You can have an answer, but you can't score. You had an answer, Mike?
Is it a variation on like a dog's dinner, a complete mess? Like it's a crazy mess?
No, the hairy Canadians were closer.
Okay.
It's when it's raining and it's sunny at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Monkey's wedding. That's great. We don't have a trick for that. To be fair, in Britain, we don't really need an expression for that, do we? Because it's just raining all the time.
Just every day, yeah.
That's a nice start.
Have you verified that? Found anything else?
To be honest, I was just thinking about how easy it would be to get a few monkeys in for mine and Mark's wedding. Just to spice it up. As if a sham gay wedding wasn't enough.
But it's for the passport, an Irish passport. Actually, I'm entitled to an Irish passport, but I don't actually have it yet. So you're marrying an entitlement.
Let's wait till then.
Ah, okay. So it was a beautiful moment.
Talk about a bridezilla. I never thought I'd see the day.
And it's the end of the round.
What's the scores, please, Ned?
The Hairy Canadians in third with 20 points, and the DC Comics and Hive Mind are tied with 25.
Oh!
Right.
Yeah,
climbing
up.
The next round is our World War II sexting round. During World War II, sweethearts sending each other telegrams would use acronyms to disguise the true nature of their communications, because letters were being censored. So, for example, Norwich stands for Knickers Off, Ready, When I Come Home.
Did you know it verbatim? Were you sexting in World War II?
He just kept writing Norwich over and over and over again.
Do you still text Norwich, sir? It sounded a lot like you've still, you use that as a contemporary text. Anyway, Norwich. This is the round where we realise our generation didn't even invent sexting. We didn't even invent YOLO. We haven't stood up to fascism. We haven't even stood up to Pokemon. Can you work out what this abbreviation stands for? Holland. H-O... It's a sexting acronym. H-O-L-L-A-N-D. All right. DC Comics, do you have an answer?
Yeah, good. That's right.
Yes, so ours is have one leg lifted and knickers down.
Oh! That is very good. Hairy Canadians, what have you got?
We've got too many H words. We've got less laughs and not done at the end.
Happy or less laughs and not done.
Happy or less laughs?
Laughs.
And not done.
Not done.
Do you do much sexting the Hairy Canadians? Okay, and audience, hive mind, do you have an answer?
Love, laugh, and never die.
Wow.
Oh. That is the correct answer. Wow.
Was that a complete guess?
Well,
fuck it out.
Did you know that?
I do want to say that and not done sounds like
did you just work
dies.
It out?
And never die is close.
Oh my god. Well, you worked it out.
Usually ours has a lot more kind of oral or anal jokes in them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There was well
not
done.
One but in that.
I had House of Love lays awaiting. Aww. Nothing dangerous.
That's really nice and also a bit scary. So, Ned, we normally award points for creativity on this round because no one ever gets it right, but somebody has got it right, so I'm going to have to hand to you.
Double points.
Yeah. Double points.
Yeah. Man.
Incredible right there.
The final round is the Smash the Patriarchy round. For our final round, we have just one question about a minority group who successfully rose up and managed to overcome their hardships and throw off the yoke of oppression, also known as the Stick It to the Man round, or as it's known to our production team, the Stick It to the Round Man, because I got it wrong once. This round may only contain one question, but it is worth double points, so if you are the losing team, this may be your opportunity to stick it to the man. If you're in the lead, you have to, of course, understand you are now the man. Fingers on buzzers. What were Hollywood stars such as Jane Fonda, Richard Dreyfuss, and Sting endorsing on Chilean television in 1988? Hairy Canadians.
Face cream.
Face cream.
Yep. Youth rejuvenating face
how,
cream.
How was that smashing the patriarchy? Sounds like something really the patriarchy was right into.
Yeah. Well, it was off-brand, so it was...
DC Comics?
Face cream, they said? Mm. They were endorsing Pinochet.
Well, that makes more sense.
Bad move on their part, no.
They were endorsing Pinochet, okay.
Let's see. When was this, in the 70s?
1988. What were they endorsing?
Not Pinochet?
Not Pinochet, okay.
Tantric sex?
Hive mind. In 1988, Jane Fonda, Richard Dreyfuss and Sting were endorsing what? Remember, this is the Smash the Patriarchy round. Equality. Okay.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Panpipes.
The panpipes. Okay. Buzz if you think it was any of those. Okay. DC Too Comics late. Was Done. By far the closest well. In one of their answers.
I still say not Pinochet.
Not Pinochet. Pinochet. You are correct. They were endorsing not Pinochet.
Yes. Yeah.
Not Pinochet.
God.
So basically what happened was it was like a referendum. It was a bit like Brexit. There was a referendum which said, we're going to give you a chance to vote no to Pinochet. And they gave the no campaign, Pinochet gave them 5 minutes of airtime. And so they said, right, we've got to use this 5 minutes of airtime in the most spectacular way we can. And they rang up Jane Fonda, Richard Dreyfuss and Sting. I mean, probably they rang up other people before them who said no. That's how, one of the biggest ways they won the no campaign. Ned, is this, am I saying this right?
Yeah, this is all completely correct. There was a film recently in 2012 called No, which is about this, but they couldn't, ironically, they couldn't get Jane Fonda, Richard Dreyfuss or Sting in the film. So there you go.
Yeah. Oh. Because he was busy singing for Russian oligarchs.
He wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. And it's the end of the show.
Oh, my God.
What's the scars, please, Ned?
In third place, still with 10 points, it's the Hairy Canadians.
Ten?
They had 20 last time.
Well, yeah. I took some off because of bad writing.
Wow, close.
My bad writing, where I forgot to write 10 correctly.
You were saying you've
but
lost
I'm not playing, so.
Oh,
no.
Like,
oh. The creativity was excellent.
It's a bit of a monkey's wedding. And,
in third place, with 20 points, still in third, it's the Hairy Canadians.
Yeah.
Don't give us your pity clap. Yeah. You're the wrong.
And then there it is, tied first place, Hive Mind and DC Comics with 45 points.
Wow.
But people.
Yes. It's very unusual for a team to win because diversity works. So incredibly well done, DC Comics. Incredibly well done to the Hive Mind.
Yeah.
And also incredibly well to the Hairy Canadians, who, when they answered well, answered very well. Please give it up for Abby Roberts, Jason John Whitehead, Desiree Birch, Mike McShane, your good selves, the Hive Mind, Ned Sedgwick in Pennant's Corner, Mark Hodge on keyboards. I've been Deborah Bronson-White. Good night. You have been listening to Global Pillage, hosted and created by Deborah Francis-White. Questions were set by Ned Sedgwick. Music was by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Gary Boyle. The producer for the spontaneous shot was Tom Salinski. Thanks to Ant Butler, everyone at So Comedy, and everyone at Assembly Festival. For more information about this and other episodes, please visit globalpillage.net.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.